Even as in the heavens, so in the earth, to this day is not known. Late did he shine upon the English side. Now we are victors, upon us he smiles. What sounds of any moment that we have? At pleasure here we lie in Orleans. The wilds, the famished English, like pale ghosts, faintly besiege us 1 hour in a month.
They want their porridge and their fat bull beef.
Either they must be dieted like mules and have their problems tied to their mouths, or piteous they will look
like drowned mice.
Let's raise the siege. Why live we idly here? All that is taken whom we want to fear.
Aye.
Remaineth none but mad brain Salisbury. And he may well in fretting spend his gold. No men, no money hath he to make war.
Sound of arrows. We will rush on them. Now for the honor of the forlorn French. Him I forgive my death that killeth me when he sees me go back 1 foot or five.
I would ne'er have fled but that they left me midst my enemies.
Salisbury is a desperate homicide. He fighteth as one weary of his life. And the other lords, like lions wanting food, do rush upon us as their hungry prey.
These raw-boned rascals, who would e'er suppose they had such courage and audacity?
Let's leave this town, for they are hare-brained slaves, and hunger will enforce them be more eager. Of old I know them. Rather with their teeth the walls they'll tear down than forsake the siege.
I think by some odd gimmers or device their arms are set like clocks, still to strike on. A set that they hold out so as they do. By my consent, we leave and let them alone.
Be it so.
What is the French story? Hide me, boys!
Bastard of Orleans, thrice welcome to us.
Methinks your looks are sad. Your cheer appalls. Hath the late overthrow wrought this offence? Be not dismayed, for succour is at hand. A holy maid hither with me I bring, which by a vision sent to her from heaven, ordained it is to raise this tedious siege and drive the English forth the bounds of France. The spirit of deep prophecy she hath, exceeding the 9 sibyls of old Rome. What's past and what's to come, she can descry. Speak. Shall I call her in? Believe my words, for they are certain and unfallible.
Go call her in. But first, to try her skill. Renier, stand thou as Dauphin in my place. Question her proudly. Let thy looks be stern. By this means shall we sound what skill she hath.
Fair maid, didst thou will do these wondrous feats?
Rainier, it's thou that thinkest to beguile me. Where is the Dauphin? Come from behind. I know thee well, though never seen before. Be not amazed, there's nothing hid from me. In private will I talk with thee apart. Stand back, you lords, and give us leave a while.
She takes upon her bravely at first dash.
Dauphin, I am by birth a shepherd's daughter, my wit untrained in any kind of art. Heaven and our Lady Gracious hath it pleased to shine on my contemptible estate. Lo, whilst I waited on my tender lambs, and to sun's parching heat displayed my cheeks, God's mother deigned to appear to me, and in a vision full of majesty, willed me to leave my base vocation and free my country from calamity. Her aid she promised, and assured success. In complete glory she revealed herself, and whereas I was black and swart before, with those clear rays which she infused on me, that beauty am I blessed with, you may see. Ask me what question thou canst possible, and I will answer unpremeditated. My courage try by combat, if thou dare, and thou shalt find that I exceed my sex. Resolve on this, Thou shalt be fortunate if thou receive me for thy warlike mate.
Thou hast astonished me with thy high terms. Only this proof I'll of thy valour make. In single combat, thou shalt buckle with me. And if thou vanquishest, thy words are true. Otherwise, I renounce all confidence.
I am prepared. Here is my keen-edged sword, decked with 5 flowers and roses on each side. The witch at Turin in St. Catherine's Church out of a great deal of old iron I chose for.
Then come of God's name. I fear no woman.
And while I live, I'll ne'er fly from a man.
And fightest with the sword of Deborah.
Christ's mother helps me, else I were too weak.
Where helps thee, 'tis thou that must help me. Impatiently I burn with thy desire. My heart and hands thou hast at once subdued. Excellent Pucelle, if thy name be so, let me thy servant and not so.
My lord, where are you? What device you on? Shall we give over Orleans or no?
Why, no, I say, distrustful recreant. Fight to the last gasp. I will be your guard.
What she says, I'll confirm. We'll fight it out.
Assigned am I to be the English scourge. This night the siege assuredly I'll raise. Expect St. Martin's summer, halcyon days since I have entered into these wars. Glory is like a circle in the water, which never ceaseth to enlarge itself till by broad spreading it disperse to naught. With Henry's death the English circle ends. Dispersed are the glories it included. Now am I like that proud insulting ship which Caesar and his fortunes bear at once.
Bright star of Venus fallen down on the earth, how may I reverent worship thee enough?
Leave off delays, and let us raise the siege.
Woman, do what thou canst to save our honors. Drive them from Orleans and be immortalized!
Presently we'll try. Some, let's away about it. No prophet will I trust if she prove false.